In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we read today the story of Naaman, that Syrian man who came to the prophet Eliseus in order to be healed from his leprosy. And this story is given to us today as a mystery, as a figure of what was to come with the advent of the New Testament. So let us take a look at this story again, but now with the eyes of the Spirit. Naaman came with his horses and the chariots, and he stood at the door of the house of Eliseus. And Eliseus sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and thy flesh shall recover health, and thou shalt be clean." My brethren, Naaman the leper is a figure of mankind. He's a figure of each one of us, sinners, because leprosy is a figure of sin. And the prophet Eliseus clearly represents our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, who in the gospel for today calls himself a prophet. So Naaman stands at the door of the house of Eliseus, in the same way mankind stands at the door of the house of Christ, which is the church, in need of salvation. But it is important to notice that Eliseus does not come in person to meet the leper, but he sends a messenger. And in the same way, Christ sends messengers. He sends his priests to meet mankind and to deliver his message to the entire world. And what does the prophet tell his messenger to say? "Wash 7 times in the Jordan, and thou shalt be clean." 7 times. It's not by chance. This message is a clear allusion to the 7 sacraments of the church, by which we are placed in contact with the living waters of grace, which have the power to purify us. So this is the message that Christ gives to mankind through his priests. Look for the sacraments, because there I have placed your healing and your salvation. The sacraments are the remedy, the medicine that Christ prepared for his people. And he gives this medicine to his people through the priests. But Naaman the leper was angry, and he went away saying, I thought he would come out to me, and standing would have invoked the name of the Lord his God, and touched with his hand the place of leprosy, and healed me. Are not the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel, that I may wash in them and be made clean? Naaman was expecting something extraordinary. However, the prophet had something else in mind. The plan was indeed very simple, and Naaman thought it was too simple to be true. To wash 7 times, that's it. And many people think the same concerning the sacraments. They think it's too simple to be true. They ask, are you telling me that if I am sorry and I confess my sins to a priest, I can receive the forgiveness of God Almighty? Yes. It is very simple, but it's true. The means are very humble, indeed. But the power that the sacraments carry within them is divine. So the means are very humble, but the power that the sacraments have is divine. So Naaman was then going away with indignation. But his servants came to him and said, Father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, surely thou shouldest have done it. How much rather what he now had said to thee, wash and thou shalt be clean. If it was asked of us to go to the other side of the globe, or to climb a very high mountain in order to have eternal life, wouldn't we try to do it? But from us, what is asked is a very simple thing: to wash 7 times in the water. Which means that we are asked to participate in the sacramental life of the church. To go to confession. To go to communion. Why wouldn't I do it? So Naaman went down and washed in the Jordan 7 times. According to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. Naaman placed his trust in the words of the prophet, and going down to the waters, he was healed. And in the same way, we have to approach the source of living waters. We have to approach the sacraments with faith. And perhaps this is the reason why many are not purified from their sins. Even if they approach the waters, because they don't have enough faith, because we don't have enough faith. So we may receive the sacraments, but because we don't truly believe, because we are not convinced of the truthfulness of the Word of God, the miracle does not happen in our lives. It is written that our Lord did only a few miracles in Nazareth. Why? Because of their lack of faith. So if we have been away from the sacraments, it's time to come back without delay. But if we receive the sacraments regularly, we are called to increase our faith in the power of God who works through these very humble means. We have to believe strongly in the reality of the sacraments of the Church. I prepared my sermon before. I knew of what our bishop would say. So it is difficult to state what I just did when we just read that public masses are to be suspended. But my brethren, let us suffer together, asking God to have mercy on us. If we do penance, if we pray, God will hear our prayer. So we have to have faith and to wait for the mercy of God to come. Maybe these things were taken away from us because we didn't care enough for them. We took them for granted. So we have to renew our love and our faith in everything, in all this treasure that Christ has given us in the sacraments of the Church. And just like Naaman, who after having washed 7 times, he was purified from his leprosy, and was able to behold the face of the prophet Eliseo himself. In the same way, each one of us, if we approach the sacraments with living faith, we shall be healed from the leprosy of sin, and we will be able to behold one day the beautiful face of our Lord Jesus Christ in the glory of heaven. This is our faith, our hope, and our love. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.